IB Herton phone conference line.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning.
It will feel great getting up this early.
I hope so soon. I'm changing my life one habit at a time, so I hope
it's not too hard on you.
No, I don't care. I don't care how hard it is. I have it on my signature on my email. You know, if you want something different in your life, you have to do something different. So,
Karen Eason used to say, "You want to change, you got to change."
Yep, I want it different, so I'm going to do something different every day.
Okay, what's today? Early.
What was that?
Said we need an appointment today.
Yeah, do you want to talk after this? Do you have some time for me to call you after we're done with this call?
That'll be fine.
Okay, I'll do that.
Good morning. Who else do we have with us?
Joan is here.
Well, good morning, Joan.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Oh, trying to get
it's a bright, nice day to get up early?
Oh, yeah.
You and Connie.
I know, soon.
That's what she said. I hope so. Who else do we have with us?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Sounds like Whitney.
Yep.
It's a great day to get up early. Watch the sun.
Good morning, all.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Doing awesome.
Marty.
Good morning, Monty.
Marty. Oh, also, that email that you sent me the other day about I can't get in there because I don't have a password.
I have been sending quite a few emails.
It was about the Oz in regards to an article in regards to food or something. You sent it last Friday, I think it was, but I didn't want to bug you back because you were getting ready for the function at your place.
Okay, maybe you can send me an email about it or send it back to me.
Re-forward back. See what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, this is Donna.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody else.
Good. I'm going to have to talk to this company about the intermittent voice that we get. I think it's from the company, and so we're going to have to get them straightened out, or we're going to have to make a change, or make a change. So, okay. Donna, are you going to be on WebEx?
I need to get a telephone in my office room.
Okay. We welcome you to the call. Health Style is a mission to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices, becoming more mind and body fit. Like Connie said, and quite a few others, if we want to have something different, we've got to do something different. Or Karen Eason, if we want to change, we've got to change. And we've got to decide what we want to do and who we want to be and the freedoms we want to have. And I'm on a roll with the freedoms. And so we had an excellent, excellent event here on Saturday, and it's going to change many lives as it goes across the country. And I have been interviewing and talking with people who were here, and going to move on to those who have been want to have go to the other events or listen to them online. Anyway, today we are having our day of the ingredients of the NECAM products, and one ingredient at a time. So we're here to stay healthy. If nothing else will help us much, we won't have much freedom if we don't stay healthy. And so I'd like to introduce Donna Neighbors from somewhere in Virginia. Maybe she'll update me a little bit there. I don't remember exactly where. So here's Donna, who's always a good researcher and gives us some good information. She'll tell us a little bit about things, and then we'll have some have you give some input on it if you have some. Ms. Donna.
Thank you, Ruth. It's Annandale, Virginia, about 20 miles out of Washington, D.C.
Okay, thank you. Donna, were you going to share with us?
I was. There's a lot of static on the phone. Can you hear me now?
I think it's the phone line. I'm going to email or get a hold of them today and tell them they got to correct this. I thought maybe it would be corrected, but it's been going on too long.
I don't hear any static on receiving end, Donna, if that
okay.
helps.
I'm going to talk about attends and mental clarity.
It's mental clarity on the screen. Ingredient study.
And the first one I'm going to talk about this week is the ingredient vitamin C.
We have vitamin C with a few vitamin C foods on the screen with mental clarity.
And
I didn't know that vitamin C was the first ingredient in mental clarity.
That's interesting, isn't it? And vitamin C is water soluble.
Donna?
Yes.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I can't. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Well, that's weird. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Well,
yeah, it sounds like you're not saying anything.
Yeah, Donna, we haven't had any kind of static at all or any kind of disruption in hearing you.
Well, that's all I found is a lot of static.
Yes, I hear it.
Okay. All right, let me start over then. I'm going to talk about mental
You clarity. Go ahead and talk, Donna. I'm going to try changing my phone.
I am talking. Do you hear me now?
Yes, we heard you start and
okay. I'm going to talk about the mental clarity, and I'm going to talk about only one ingredient at a time each week until we get to the ingredients. And the first ingredient is vitamin C, and it's a water-soluble vitamin, and it's necessary for growth and development. It's also a water-soluble vitamin, so in other words, it dissolves in water, and the leftover amounts of the vitamin, it just leaves your body through your urine if you don't need it. And so that means you need a continuous supply of vitamin C in your diet. And the function of it is important protein used to make skin, tendons, ligaments, and blood vessels. It also heals wounds and forms scar tissue. Vitamin C repairs and maintains cartilage, bones, and teeth. And also vitamin C is one of the many antioxidants, and it causes, antioxidants are nutrients that block some of the damage caused by free radicals. And free radicals are made when your body breaks down food or when you are exposed to tobacco smoke or radiation. And the buildup of free radicals over time is largely responsible for the aging process. And they believe, free radicals may play a role in cancer, heart disease, and conditions like arthritis. And the body is not able to make vitamin C on its own, and it does not store vitamin C. So that's why it's important to include plenty of vitamin C containing foods in your daily diet. And for many years, they thought vitamin C has been a popular remedy for the common cold, but research shows that for most people, vitamin C supplements or vitamin C rich foods do not reduce the risk of getting the common cold. However, some people who take vitamin C supplements and regularly might have slightly shorter colds or somewhat milder symptoms. And they say taking vitamin C supplement after a cold starts does not appear to be helpful. Now, the food sources of vitamin C, all fruits and vegetables contain some amount of vitamin C, and the fruits of the highest sources of vitamin C include cantaloupe, citrus fruits, and juices such as orange and grapefruit juice, kiwi fruit, mango, papaya, pineapple, strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, cranberries, and watermelon. And the vegetables are the highest sources of vitamin C include broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, green and red peppers, spinach, cabbage, turnip greens, and other leafy greens, sweet and white potatoes, tomatoes and tomato juice, and winter squash. And they also say that some cereals and other foods and beverages are fortified with vitamin C, and fortified means a vitamin or mineral that has been added to the food. Check the product labels to see, you know, how much vitamin C is in each product. And also, if you cook vitamin C-rich foods or storing them for a long period of time can reduce the vitamin C content. Also, microwaving and steaming vitamin C-rich foods may reduce cooking losses. And the best sources of vitamin C are uncooked or raw fruits and vegetables. And the thing is, there's very little serious side effects of vitamin C because vitamin cannot store this. I mean, excuse me, because your body cannot store this vitamin. But they say amounts greater than 2,000 milligrams a day are not recommended because such high doses can lead to stomach upset and diarrhea. I was told you can take as much vitamin C and to the point that you almost have diarrhea. You kind of judge it on that basis. And also, too little vitamin C can lead to signs and symptoms of deficiency, including anemia, bleeding gums, decreased ability to fight infection, decreased wound healing rate, dry and splitting hair, easy bruising, gingivitis, I think I pronounced that wrong, inflammation of the gums, nosebleeds, possible weight gain because of slowed metabolism, rough, dry, scaly skin, swollen and painful joints, weakened tooth enamel, and also the extreme vitamin C deficiency is called scurvy, which really affects mostly older, malnutritioned adults. And they say the best way to get the daily requirement of essential vitamins, including vitamin C, is to eat a balanced diet that contains a variety of foods. That's about it. It says also smokers or those who are around secondhand smoke at any age should increase their daily amount of vitamin C an additional 35 milligrams per day. And also they say women who are pregnant or breastfeeding and those who smoke need higher amounts of vitamin C. And that's about it for vitamin C. And it's amazing. I never realized everything vitamin C did either. Does anyone have anything to add?
So, who do you think of when you think of vitamin C? What person really brought vitamin C out into the world and practically just treated people with vitamin C?
It was Linus Pauling.
Dr. Linus Pauling.
And he was known for the father of vitamin C.
And how much did he recommend?
I can't remember. That was in another article I saw.
As we were talking about the proline and the lysine the other day, and some of us ordered the proline and the lysine in a drink. Well, it's a powder that you put into a drink. And they had a couple of books from Dr. Linus Pauling, and I think he really proved his theory that vitamin C was just practically a cure-all. And so I ordered a couple of books that were pretty much about the vitamins and vitamin C.
I did read another article, and they were talking about how vitamin C helps if you're in the hospital or if you have sepsis. They said it really helps with that. It helps with a lot of things. The article's upstairs. I guess I can continue it next week and discuss more, because there is a lot about vitamin C. I mean, what it, the different illnesses that it helps.
This book I have, that Stop America's Number One Killer, Reversible Vitamin Deficiency, found to be the origin of all coronary heart disease, by Tom Bubby, M.D., and the foreword is by Julian Whitaker, M.D. I think you probably all understand. It says that a recent study demonstrates that slightly increasing your vitamin C tissue concentration reduces all causes of mortality. And so that's what we have. The first thing, mental clarity, and it calls for 2 a day. This disease is continuous and inversely proportional to the level of vitamin C maintained in the system. People with the highest levels, vitamin C levels, had the lowest death rate from all causes. And this reduction in death rate was independent of the presence of or absence of other risk factors.
It also helps with cardiovascular disease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Linus Pauling's dosages were really high, super, super high. Super, super high. I don't know, 20,000, you know, instead of, you know, 36 or whatever.
Well, drink that we're drinking, Dennis and I are both drinking, and several others are on the call, has 2,500 grams, milligrams. I'll have to go get it, look at it.
Yeah. What is that drink? I'm going to miss that day.
I'm going to tell you in just a second.
Okay. Well, while you're looking for that, because Donna's here, please, everybody forgive me. But, Donna, I got a letter from a missionary that I support that had used, had the same... your disorder.
Fibromyalgia.
Yeah, fibromyalgia, and she had used some serapeptase, and it had improved a little bit. She's out in Jordan, and she took a very little bit of vitamin B12. She added a particular form of it. I'm spelling it, if you have a pencil, methylocbalamin, and in 2 days, her pain stopped.
Isn't that B12?
B12, but it's a particular form of B12.
That's the kind I take. That's the best form to take, the one you just spelled.
Yeah. She bought several months of this product from India within a few days, and the cost was about $23. Her pain, she had to crawl. She had such pain, she had to sometimes crawl.
Well, I can email to Ruth. I might get the information from this, but Dr. Blaylock, the wellness report, he has one for March 2012, and he says that high-dose vitamin C cures a man's terrible flu symptoms. It helps sepsis. Well, infections. Sepsis kills the body's tissues, but vitamin C will help with that. And vitamin C is essential for healthy blood vessels. It also has a critical role in brain development and disease prevention. And they say treatment with high dose vitamin C is remarkably safe. And he also talks about if you're sick in the hospital. And many doctors will not do this, but he recommends, and he's done experiments with this, using when people are so ill. He gives it vitamin C intravenously.
Yeah.
But it's just amazing that it does so many things.
Yeah. I just wanted to get that information to you, Donna, before Ruth came back with this product name. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Karen.
Yeah.
We need to send that to Karen Easter, too. Okay, so this product is called CardioC. And it's, what it's saying it does is Teflonize your blood vessels and clean them out and make them slippery like Teflon. RUP, a dietary supplement, 100% corn-free, no GMOs, has 2,500 milligrams of lysine, L-lysine, and 500 of L-proline, and 2,500 milligrams, is MG milligrams?
Yes.
Yeah. Is of vitamin C.
And we're, what's the product name, I mean the brand, or how do we get it, or what?
This is
a website.
This is called Pauling Therapy. It also says Pauling Therapy Formula.
Pauline, P-A-U-L-I-N-E.
Dr. Pauling. I spelled it as Dr.
Yeah, gotcha.
Pauling.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, also vitamin C helps get rid of toxins out of the body.
Right.
www.vitamincfoundation.org.
Okay. Thank you.
No, yeah, there's no periods in there except before the org.
Okay.
Joan, what was the name of the supplement that she took? Was it just vitamin
C? Okay, they're in, oh, gosh. You know, they're in Iran, Iraq. I mean, they're missionaries, okay? And there's no brand. They were on the Arab Peninsula, and a doctor of pharmacy talked to her about adding this particular form of B12, and he got it. He went back to India and got it, okay? Got it shipped in from India. But that's not because it's a special whatever. You know, on the Arab Peninsula, they don't have natural health food stores. Okay.
Right. Okay.
No, could you spell that type of vitamin B again?
Right. METHYLCOBALAMIN.
Yeah, that's okay. The type of vitamin B that's in our daily supplements.
I thought that was right. She spent thousands of dollars, could not get. You know, and the serapeptase helped her, but it didn't stop it. And she just added, it says, after pondering doctor, I don't think he's on the web, but I'll spell his name, A-N-I-S-H. This is just a local pharmacy doctor in on the Arab Peninsula. After pondering his questions and suggestions for a week, we decided to order the vitamin 12 he recommended, and he gave it a... He had brought several months of this product from India, and within a few days, the cost was equivalent of $23.40. The miracle happened. Within 12 hours of having begun this treatment, Jen experienced a sort of physical rebirth. Pain and fatigue left her almost completely. Anyway, it's shocking. It's shocking for her, you know, to them. Because she's had, since 2003, she's been in.
You know what, Joan? Another thing, I don't know if she still has her problem or not, but we have had people have overnight results from fibromyalgia with our sleep system.
Okay, I'll let her know that. I could probably send one of those.
I know one lady, it took her 6 weeks, and then she had loaned her a sleep system, and she kept telling the lady to come and get it and come and get it, and the lady kept saying, okay, I will, and then she kept leaving it with her, and then finally she got upset with her for not coming in to get it, and then on the day that she was going to pick it, she called and said, oh, no, you may not have it.
It's kicked in. Yeah, great.
That was not the longest one that I heard of it, where they got such a result that we've had a lot of absolutely overnight results.
That's awesome.
You know, Joan, I don't like to claim my fibromyalgia, but however, I feel really well, I mean, because of the supplements, but I do get this knot, you know, in my arms and places.
Uh-huh.
And when I go get my blood pressure taken, I have that come off the table because, you know, when they pump up the blood pressure cuff, it hurts so bad in my arms.
Right. Right.
But, you know, other than that, I really don't take any medicine for it. I never have.
That's awesome.
But you use all the products and...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do, yes. And the other thing is, too, I'm going to share this with you, too. You know how women have hot flashes?
Mm-hmm.
I've only had maybe one hot flash even before Neekin because I took supplements. And I think if you give your body the proper nutrition and supplements it needs, I don't think you go through that. I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Do the rest of you have any questions or sharing results with vitamin C particularly?
Luke, this is Connie. Can you hear me?
Everybody, welcome, Connie. Connie, just be on here with us. She's been asking, as some of you can see on the screen.
Hi, Connie.
Hi. Can you hear me, or should I take it off? Okay.
Yes, I can hear you.
That I've been interested in because of the weight loss is
affected
by metabolism.
I can hear you now.
The effect that it has on metabolism.
Oh, okay.
I've been looking for, to make sure that I'm doing, at my age, everything that I can to keep my metabolism active. And so I had no idea until I was really reading this Dr. Pauling's Oregon State University's article on what affects the impact of vitamin C on body mass index. And so, yeah, that's one that I'll make sure that I take the recommended dosage of.
Well, I think everybody needs to take more than what's recommended. I think it's pretty low.
Yeah.
Ruth, do you want me to email you this Dr. Blaylock wellness report? There's so much in this about vitamin C. It's a very good article.
What month is the report, Donna?
March. Let me see. It's March 2012.
March. Thank you.
I think most of us, or several of us anyway, can look it up online. This is a report and I think most of the rest of you do recommend that people, if you're going to get one health magazine or report, it would be Dr. Blaylock. Neurosurgeon turned researcher.
Well, it's well worth the amount of money that it costs because not only do you get the new one that comes out, but you can also go back and I'm on his service, and that's like you can go back and you have all the archives back to the day that he even started doing this newsletter. So there's gobs of information there, particularly when we research or talk on certain subjects. But I've really got my money out of it. That's why I asked what month it was, because I can go in and pull that up now and read that whole report again.
It's an excellent report because vitamin C also helps with allergies. It also helps reducing the severity of strokes. And he talks about this in this article.
Well, vitamin C is a key factor in producing collagen, and that's what fits your cells together. And if you're not sticking, if your cells aren't sticking together, you're going to bleed.
There you go.
You'll bruise, and if you don't want any bruises in your brain, then you want to eat your vitamin C.
It also says that Alzheimer's patients, they have a deficient of levels of vitamin C in their brains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, a little much information is too much really to say in this one call.
Yeah, Ruth, you know, that sounds like a cartoon about sticking your blood together. I mean, that was a great sentence. It was a little too long. It should be whittled down to five words or less. But that, I thought that was a great sentence there. I don't know if you could say it again, but...
Well, what I do, I like to do is take a picture.
Yeah.
So I'll get that done, but...
I could see it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Donna.
You're welcome.
We've talked a bit about vitamin C, and we can understand that we could go on probably for a month about vitamin C. But one of the things we can do, we've got a lot of other things to learn, too. We can get some of Dr. Pauling's information and study what he's done if you want to learn more about it. But I don't know how much we need to know about it. I think we learned enough today to make us realize we need to have more vitamin C. And high doses of vitamin C in a good form are good for us. And just about how to use supplementation to get that much vitamin C. So,
Bruce, next week I'm going to talk about the vitamin that goes with vitamin C, that's in mental clarity.
All right.
That is?
I'm not going to tell you. It's actually vitamin E.
Yeah, she's going to cover now all the ingredients of mental clarity. That's the one she started with.
Yay. Good. Thanks, Donna.
Yeah, good job, Donna.
So then our mental clarity, well, then we'll be able to remember more and understand more about what she's telling us about the rest of them. So that's the last line for today because it's now 7:30 and we're off sharing NECAN with everybody else so that they can be healthy too. Have a great day, you guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
Thank you, Don.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.